think the success boils down to the people. It boils down to the culture, to listening to your customers and showing your customers that you're there for them. We're bootstrapped. We decided to do it, as we call it, the hard way and grow organically, which is a challenge. No other country is as consumer and user experience oriented than the United States. The people need something that makes their life easy.
Welcome to a new episode of the DirtAC Podcast, the podcast on reliable alerting for critical systems. Strap in for an exciting episode as Mathis interviews Doreen, the dynamic CEO and president of DirtAC Corp, DirtAC's North American business arm. Find out how DirtAC has established itself as a recognized player in critical alerting and incident management in the United States and fostered a customer-focused culture to achieve its growing success, all while navigating the challenges of the industry and a competitive environment. Get ready to be motivated and inspired by this company's innovative approach. Enjoy listening.
I'm sitting here with Doreen, CEO and president of DirtAC Corp, our local subsidiary here in the United States. Very happy to be here with you, Doreen.
Glad to have you here, Mathis.
Doreen, we want to talk a little bit about, you know, challenges and tasks and culture that we see here in the United States with our business, the specifics that we do have here. We want to talk about customers that we have in the United States. We want to talk about introducing Signal Forward, a SaaS solution in the United States. So a couple of topics, and hopefully it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, no, I'm very much looking forward to the conversation because it's always great to be together since it's very different here in the U.S., right? Because the team's very distributed. The distances to travel are way longer, particularly when you guys come over from HQ. That adds to it. So it's always good to have everyone in one room. Not that everyone is in the podcast room right now. But this is exciting, and it's always a great time for us. I think that it'd be interesting for people to know maybe a little bit about us in general, like who's DirtAC, what makes us who we are, why are we in the U.S. to begin with? Because as people might be able to detect, there is a little bit of a German background here.
Absolutely.
And that's where our HQ and our software development comes from. So DirtAC's been around for quite some time now. I'm here in the U.S. now. Actually, Monday, we turned 9. So it was our 9th anniversary, which we're very proud of. And we specialize in automating your critical incident communication, basically making sure that we bridge the gap between detecting an event that needs to be communicated out to people that are in the field, helping them to react faster, more efficiently with remote setups these days. This is a big topic for a lot of our customers, and I'm sure we'll touch on that throughout this conversation. But this is really a thing that always surprises me, no matter who we talk to, whether it's our partners, our customers, or even internally. There is so much investments are being made, so much of that is being put into the infrastructure that you have when you build a factory, when you build your IT infrastructure. And then people tend to overlook the fact that it's just as important to communicate things out because we're human beings at the end of the day. So I think we must not forget the fact that you really, really need to automate the whole process here, which is why we're in business to begin with. And this is why I'm always excited to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is what we summarize under the slogan, bridging the last mile, right? Between the machines and the processes and the people out there in the field. And even if you have a lot of automation in place, sometimes the automation fails, or, you know, the machinery fails, and then some human needs to step in and solve the problem that's there, right? So, and that's basically what we do. You said we founded a subsidiary 9 years ago here in the United States, which is exceptionally long, because I know that many German companies have difficulties entering the U.S. market, and even more difficulties sustaining a business here for a long time. I think I heard something about the average venture of German companies in the United States being like 3 years or something. So why do you think we have been successful for a relatively long time? How do you see the future and what are the strengths of the US subsidiary of DIRTEC?
Very good questions, all of them. Let me try by answering the 9 years. Why do we think we made it that far versus other companies that might have left the market earlier trying to enter from Germany? I think it's really boiling down to a number of things. So no matter what everyone tells you, at the end of the day, it's also a timing question, right? So you need to have that very first customer that becomes your reference. You need to have friendly fire, as we call it. And you also need to observe the cultural differences in every market that you go to. But other than in the school books that tell you how to handle market entries and everything, I think it really boils down also to strategic relationships, to finding the right people that support you on your endeavor, that are your inroads into maybe companies that you otherwise would need years to be acquainted to place your solution with. And I think what we've been doing really well the past 9 years is finding the right people, finding those fans of our solutions, those fans of our, what we call our DIRTEC DNA, because we try to set ourselves aside and or apart from other companies in the field by really delivering products made in Germany. We don't have any outsourcing. As you know, the full development is done over in Germany with our R&D team. That's all in-house. So we really make sure to listen to our customers while at the same time looking at the market. Where does the market go to? What could be potential features our customers might need in 2 or 3 years, anticipating that, sometimes being slightly ahead, which is not always easy because people might not be ready to embrace your solutions yet. But I think the success boils down to the people. It boils down to the culture, to listening to your customers and really investing a lot of time with your feet on the ground and showing your customers that you're there for them. I think that's essential parts there. And you can't come into any market for that matter and just say, hey, I'm going to do it the same way I was successful over in Germany or over in England or whatnot. So you need to have your own strategy. And I think we worked on that for a not a very, very long time, but very thoroughly before we came here, making sure that we would last more than 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, it's an incredible journey and a quite successful one. But do you think there are also challenges that you are facing right now? And we will be starting about, you know, the opportunities in the future soon. But also, are there any challenges right now that you see specific to the United States for our business in the current landscape?
This is cool. It's a typical German way of saying it. We start with the negative parts first, and then we go into the opportunities. Yeah, but no, for sure. So the U.S. is and probably will be for, I don't know, forever, but one of the biggest IT markets. So that means that a lot of our competition also is in the U.S. It's a very mature market. I wouldn't say saturated, not at all, but it's different challenges, of course, that we have here compared to what you guys have over in, I want to say Germany, but Europe in general. I think it's very similar. But here it's very, very different because there is a lot of momentum in the market with respect to marketing dollars that are put into place. So there is players that have big investments, which, as you know, we don't. We're bootstrapped. We decided to do it, as we call it, the hard way, and grow organically, which is a challenge. With a market like the U.S., because you're trying to reach out to your customers, make sure that they know you are out there. And it's a big country. There is a lot of companies. There is a lot of people you need to reach across different verticals. And making sure you create that kind of awareness without a big, big marketing budget is really, really difficult.
Getting in front of the customer is a challenge, given the, you know, being a bootstrapped company and the capabilities that we have and the resources. But obviously there's an opportunity because the business is growing here in the United States. So what is this opportunity and for which product? So how do you see the market responding to what we offer in terms of products and solutions?
I think what we are really good at is the visualization of the technology and transporting that to the people that are using it, you have a lot of products in market that fulfill different kinds of purposes. Some do a little bit of what we do. Some do something very similar. But none of the products is as easy to use and as visual. And I think this is where we come in, because we are, you actually created that, like the Instagram of alerting. And I love that, because for the US, it's very true. And it's very true for a simple fact. And that simple fact is that the people need, they have so much to go through and to look through and to prioritize, and they need something that makes their life easy. You don't want to have a solution that you need to figure out in the first place in order to use it. So it should be very self-explanatory. It should be something that you have with you on your phone. Go mobile, right? One of our slogans. So it's very important that you just open up your app, you use it like your Instagram. You want to be on there all the time. You want to check things out. And you also want to be on there when there is something really important happening and have all the details that you need, and not open up your laptop again or do this and that and troubleshoot. You want to have it all in your mobile. You want to be able to truly live the life while working at the same time and being on call, etc., right? So I think our opportunity here is the visualization, really, the experience that we have from all the years that we've worked in that industry, and the feedback we collected from the customers, because we listen to our customers, we see the trends, we anticipate trends sometimes, like I said earlier, than others. So we can build a solution that would truly excel your user experience. And this is where I see us being successful in the United States. Why? Because no other country is as consumer and user experience oriented than the United States. Everything has to be fast. Everything has to be efficient. I'm impatient. If it doesn't work, I'm just going to trash it. I'm not going to use it at all. And it has to appeal to me. It has to be like a Hollywood movie when I look at it. And I think this is our stronghold, because we've really, really tried to put this into the solution, into the product, to make it something that you could almost have like a little badge or icon for that you show on your Facebook page saying, like, I'm a user of Signal 4, right? Mm. Because this is how cool it is.
I see. So DirectX became member of the Microsoft Intelligent Security Alliance. And so what's the state of the cooperation with Microsoft?
This is really exciting for us. So we've always been strong with Microsoft, as all our products have always been based on Microsoft technologies. But Microsoft evolving into a leader in the security field also helped us a lot in placing Signal 4 as the mobile alerting solution for SecOps. And so we're currently looking at different campaigns with Microsoft. We're trying to understand the deeper needs of the customers and where our strongholds are, and are looking at that to really propel us to a different position, as well as growing our solution, because of the nature of our deep integrations that we tend to have in the Microsoft environment, being Microsoft Sentinel and Defender for cloud, etc. So that's really great, because there is a lot of momentum in that field with Microsoft. So this is always a good thing. I talked about the awareness issues that we have as a challenge earlier on. And our partnership with Microsoft, not only now, also before, but specifically now because the time is right, has always helped us to create additional awareness. And I think we can help Microsoft in return as well, because we helped them to have a complete solution, because they're trying to establish themselves, and partially they already have, as a leader in the security field. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, everybody would have said, Microsoft, really? I don't think so. But they've really proven that they can do it. And I think this is a great success for Microsoft. And we're right there, right now with them. And we have the opportunity to position ourselves alongside Microsoft and their security environment. And MISA gives us a lot of opportunities for that. And so we're very thankful for that alliance. Mm. And with the US being a leader also in automation and in a lot of the IT technology, I think what's also very interesting, and I don't know how much we want to chat about that, but I think it'd be awesome if you could build in some trends like AI and, you know, get to the point where the software or your service is actually able to learn from previous incidents so that the human intervention gets minimized more and more and you're really the last resort, so to speak. So only if a human needs to interact, you actually get pinged. And then you know when the service pings you that you have to react. And that would be the ultimate goal.
So then in this moment, Signal 4 signals.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's wonderful. It has been my pleasure being in beautiful, sunny Florida here, doing that podcast episode with you. Yeah. Thanks, Doreen.
Well, thank you.
It has been a lot of fun. Very great insights.
Thank you. And to everyone out there, remember, we signal you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You heard Mathis and Doreen talking about how DIRDAC Corp explores opportunities and niche challenges in the U.S. American market with a customer-centric culture. More about DIRDAC and Signal 4 can be found in the show notes or on signal4.com. Until next time, stay alerted.